Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chav Vav. We are up to Sivav. We are on the top line of page 322. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Aser litein agabe bitno kli sheyeshbo mayim chamin. It is aser to place on one's stomach a vessel that has hot water in it. Va'afilu b'chol, even during the week, mipnei asakana, because it's dangerous. Shepa'omim sheim roschim, because sometimes the water is boiling hot and it could spill on the person, it could damage him. And therefore it is aser to place a kli with hot water on one's stomach even during the week. The Ramah says, Aval mutter lohachim beged v'no al bitno. But you are allowed to warm up a garment and to place the warm garment on your stomach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot in Yotes, V'afilu b'chol, even during the week you can't put this kli with hot water on your stomach. V'kol shekein da'aser b'Shabbos, certainly it's forbidden on Shabbos. Shema yishavchu olav, because the concern is maybe it will spill on you. V'nimtza kerochets b'Shabbos, it will turn out that you're doing rechitza on Shabbos, kein kosav Rashi, kosvu Rashi v'aran. That's what Rashi and the Ran say. The reason why it's a kol shekein on Shabbos that it's aser, because it might spill on you, and that would be rechitza on Shabbos. Now we saw in the last year that rechitza is really only aser when it's kol gufo. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Oses he writes, umari b'chamin shehuchmu me'at b'Shabbos. You have to say over here that we're dealing with the water that was actually heated up a little bit on Shabbos. Hainu she'en ayatzu letes bahem. Ulahachi af aver echad aser v'kanal. And therefore one aver is aser. Because we learned before, if the water was heated up before Shabbos, it's only aser if it's kol gufo or rov gufo. So we're saying here the concern it might spill on you, the pashas is it will spill on only one aver. That's only a problem if the water was actually heated at least a little bit on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, after he brings the reason of Rashi and the Ran, that the concern over here for putting the hot water on your stomach is that it might spill and be rechitza on Shabbos. Ulefize, according to this understanding, imachamin bekli sogur, if the hot water is in a vessel that's closed, shekorin varmflash, which the Targum says is a bakbukham, it's a hot water bottle, shari, then it will be permissible. If the whole concern is it might spill, if it's in a closed container, it's not going anywhere. That's all the Firashi in the Ram. Avalapirisha Tosos, but according to the explanation of Tosos, the Atam Mishum, that the reason is because the Minka Shehula Rufua, it's recognizable that you're doing Rufua on Shabbos by putting hot water on your stomach, Ugzeira Mishum Shchika Samamonim, and it's Asar on Shabbos like every other problem of refua, that it's exeri, you might come to grind up the spices. So gamba ze aser. So then, even if it's in a closed bottle where there's no concern of spilling, there is still a concern that the refua is nikkur. Ulitzarech godol yesh lahokil. The Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, for a great need, one can be lenient. So we have here two reasons why you can't place on Shabbos a kli with hot water. One is it might spill, in which case if it's sealed, that's not a concern. Problem number two is Tosos, is that it looks like you are doing refuah on Shabbos. So if you look at note number 16, we'll just read the second paragraph. He says, Omnam bizmanenu, nowadays, Shegan Brian Mishtamshim Bibakbuk Kham, that even healthy people use a hot water bottle, Kedei Lachame Mesamita, in order to heat up the bed. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Shemutr Lishtamish Bo Bizmana Kor Kishu Sagur. You can, yes, use a hot water bottle if it's cold, if it is closed, Gam Kishu Chosh Bevitno, even if you have a stomach ache, and you're putting it on for refuah purposes, that is permissible. Kevon She'ein Nikr She'osakein L'refuah. It's not recognizable nowadays that you're using a hot water bottle for refuah, because it's normal for everyone to use it, and therefore it's mutter. V'chein kasav b'shal shuvah shevet alevi, and b'shal shuvahs or letzium. V'kasav agonu chayin Kenevsky. Shachazonish hitir losim bakbuk cham al haraglaim kidei lachamimum. The Chazonish said you're allowed to put a hot water bottle on your feet in order to keep them warm. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sefkot in Chof, mutter lachim beged. After the Mechaber said the isser of placing the kli with the water on one's stomach, he says, but if you are warming up a garment to place on your stomach, that's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vahu Adin lachim kli b'Shabbos, so too to heat up an empty kli on Shabbos, de mutter af lefir shatot. Now that's permissible, even according to the pshat we said before of Tosas, that it looks like refuah, and the reason it's mutter is the low minker kolkal shul refuah. If it's an empty kli, it's not so recognizable that it's for refuah, that would be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, Haruchet Banohar, one who is washing himself in a river, tzarech she'enagev gufo yafe, he must dry his body well, kesha'ola mehanor, when he comes out of the river, mipnei she'lo yish'aru hamayim olav, so the water should not remain on him, v'yataltaleim arba amos bekamulus, if he walks with the water on him, he will be carrying that water on his body for Amos and a Karmelis. Lefisha ha'ula min ha'rechitza, because one who comes up and doing rechitza, yesh ribui mayim al-gufo, there is a lot of water on his body, and therefore you must dry off before you walk for Amos. Avah ha'olech b'reshus ha'rabim, but one who's just stam walking in a reshus ha'rabim, umotar sochef al-roshu v'al-levushu, and it starts pouring on his head, on his clothing, loik pidubo, there's no hakpada. The hakpada is that if you go into the river to bathe, you come out, you have to dry yourself off before you walk for Amos, but if you are walking and it starts pouring on you, there's no concern. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Alef HaRochetz Banohar. Kosua Poskim, the Poskim write, Dinogu Shalo Lirchotz Kalal Banohar O B'mikveh. The minog is not to be rochetz, not in the river, not in the mikveh. Dematsui Lovo Lidei Schita Seyar. The concern is you might come to squeeze out and do schita on your hair. Va'od kamet ta'amim ayim b'magen Avram, for some other reasons, look at the Magen Avram. U'le'inyan tefila ayim l'kameh, and in terms of tefila, we'll see that shortly. Mia, however, yada v'raglav mutter lirchot banar, you can wash your hands and feet in the river, kishemenagev kodem she'elech arba amos, as long as you're careful to dry them off before you walk for amos. That is, your hands and feet. But the Mechaber is saying, if it's your whole body, so then we are concerned that you might walk for Amos, and therefore you must dry yourself off right away. A very important note over here, and that is note number 20. He writes, "Ulagabi rechitzas kagufo ba'ambatir gedola." In terms of washing your whole body in a big bath, Rav Moshe writes, "Shehu yoser chomer." That's even more strict. Va'afilu betzonin, even in cold water, v'pneishu kli, because in a bath is in a kli. She'esh rishonim sha'osru bazem ikradin. There are those who say it's not just a gzeira that you might have to carry, that that's osru ikradin. But here's what I want to discuss, taking a cold shower on Shabbos, if you are bitzar. Ule'inyan urchitza b'meklachas b'mayim tzoninim. In terms of taking a shower with cold water, the Chazanish paskins that it's osur. Umutu rak lirchotz ponav yodav raglav. You can only wash your face, hands, and feet. Umashma mistimas advarim sha'osur af b'yom chamod. It's mashma that he's going to asur it, even on a very hot day. V'af b'beiso she'en chash l'tiltul hamayim. Even if you're in your house and there's no concern of carrying outside, kevan sha'dayin yeshash l'schitas asur. There, since there is the concern of squeezing out your hair. Look at the next paragraph where we see a very important psalm from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Who b'shalosh neshuvos igros Moshe kosav shekevon she'me'ikar hadin maklachas eino bechlal haminog shelo lirchotz banohar. Since me'ikar hadin, a shower is not included in the custom of not to bathe in a river, sharei harochetz banohar hu nichnas asoch hamayim, when you go into a nohar, you're going into the water. Ma'she'en keim b'meklachas, which is not the case by a shower, she'shofech asamayim al-gufo, it's the opposite. You're pouring the water over your body. Va'oda, furthermore, she'mitam chash schita levad lo hayu osur mechitza. Says the Moshe, if it was only because of the concern of schita with the hair, we never would have asked her mechitza. Lochein, therefore, afshu lechadchila yesh lahachmir, even though lechadchila is true, one should be machmir. Shalo lehiskalayach, that you should not take a shower. Ukfar poshet aminog lihimono mikach, and the minog is certainly not to take even a cold shower on Shabbos. Mikom makom, still says Rav Moshe, ba'ofen shem mitzta'er, in the case where you are mitzta'er, rashai lohokel lehiskalayach b'mayim karim, you can be lenient, and you can take a shower in cold water. So Rav Moshe comes out, not like the Chazanish, that if you are bitzar, that you can in fact take a cold shower on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chabez. So the Mechaber told us that if you wash in the river, you need to dry your body very well right when you get out, because we don't want to have any water on you. We're concerned you might walk 4 amos and a karmelis with the water. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalomer means to say, Tekef kesha'ola samach lanoher. Right away when you come out close to the river, while you're right next to the river, yinagev nafshe, dry yourself. Velo yelech klal b'hamayim shalav, don't walk at all with the water that's on you. Dilma yishkach v'yelech b'hem arba amos. The concern is maybe you'll forget and you'll end up walking for amos. V'imkein, and if so, mashma mizeh, it's mashma from that, The malbushav sheposhton kodem sheyored lanohar, that when you take your clothing off before you go into the river, tzorich sheyanichem samuch lanohar, you have to keep them close to the river so you shouldn't walk to your clothing with the water on you. The alkol ponim, at the very least, hamit pachas shemitapeach gufo bo, the towel that you're going to be losing to dry yourself, certainly should be close to the river. Kidei shelo yelech b'hamayim shalav, you shouldn't walk 4 amos outside of the water in the Carmelis to get to your towel, so for sure your towel has to be right near the water. The ayim b'primigadim, look at the primigadim who says the huadin benar gufa. It's not only a problem outside of the river, but even in the river itself. Kishaula mimakum amok, when you come out of the deeper part, v'chatzi gufu huchutz l'mayim, and half or part of your body is outside the water, tzorech li'zor, you have to be careful, shelo yelech kach arba amos, don't even walk 4 amos with part of your body out of the water, with water on it, even if you're walking in the river. Shanor hu karmelis, because the river itself is a karmelis, v'nimtza shenosei arba amos v'karmelis, it turns out you're carrying 4 amos in a karmelis. Ulefize, according to this, kishiyored litbo banor, if you go into a river to be toivel, uvitzchilosu amayim nemuchim samuch lakarka, and in the beginning of your entering the river, the water is very shallow, tzorich lizor shelo yelech arba amos rochok misvaso, make sure you don't walk out from the beginning of the river 4 amos, shebechazaroso yisa hamayim olov arba amos, because then vadai, if you're walking out more than 4 amos, just to get out, you're going to be carrying the water that's on you 4 amos. So one has to be very careful that he does not walk 4 amos in, and that his towel is right outside the river to make sure it's not a complete 4 amos that he is walking. Sifkoton Chav Gimel goes on the last point that the Mechaber told us, and that was, although we have this concern when you go in to bathe, but we do not have this concern when you're walking in the rain. Says the Mishabura lo ekbidubo, Rotz Shalom Rami to say, lefi shehem u'otim, because when the rain comes on you, it's only a small amount of rain, ve'ein motzui bohem shir hotzos amayim sheyeschai bohem. It's not common that from the rain you can have on you enough water that will be the shir of chi of carrying. And therefore, lo gozru bazeh, shehu shelo kederech hotza'ah. Since anyway you're doing it, lo kederech hotza'ah, it's on you, you're not carrying it. So you have two things. One is, it's not common to have enough water. Number two, you're doing it, not kederech hotza'ah, and therefore there's no concern. V'ayim bebir agro. Look in the Bir Agra who writes, the lepirish hatosas mashmud afilu ribu hamayim nivla b'levusho gam ki mutar lelech b'hem. The Tosa says mashma, that even if you have a lot of water that's absorbed in your garments, it's still mutter to walk with that water absorbed in your garment. The ayin betaz hatam. And look in the Taz for the reason. If you look at note number 24, he brings down the reason of the Taz. Shom bir, there the Taz explains, shekevan sheyefsher lihimona mikach, since it's not possible to be careful about this, you can't hold back from this, sherei ha'odam holeach v'shus harabim, because sometimes a person is just walking down the street in the v'shus harabim, ulefesa yored alav motor, and all of a sudden it starts raining. So what's the option? Lochein lo gozru chachomim. Therefore, Chazal did not make gzeira in this case. Elo biyored midaita lirchos banar. The only gzeira that you shouldn't go down and bathe in the river. You shouldn't bring it upon yourself. But if it's brought upon you, there was never a gzeira, and that's fine. V'af lotzeis mi beso lo chathchilo b'shas hageshem. What about leaving your house initially while it's raining? Shebevada yirtav, you're sure going to get wet. V'nimsa shumavir samayim arba amos, you're going to be carrying the water for amos. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, Shemuter Lotzeis, that's fine. Mishum Shalo Asru Chachamim Dover Lachatzon. Chazal did not ask for it part way. If when you're walking and it starts raining, it's going to be okay. It's also going to be okay to leave your house. They did not make a gzeira in this case of rain. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter Sivches, Odom Mutter Litbo Meitumaso B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to be tovel from his tumah on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Kadun Chavdalin. Rotz Lomar, it means to say, even though a kli is usher to be tovel on Shabbos, uletaro mitumaso, to be metaro from its tumah b'Shabbos v'yom tov, mipnei shenirik kimesakin al kli alzeh, when you're tovel a kli, it looks like you're fixing up the kli by being tovel it, and therefore that's not allowed on Shabbos or yom tov. Odom shani, a person being tovel from his tumah, that's different. Mipneishu nira kemitzanin asmo b'mayim, because it looks like he's cooling himself off in the water. So therefore, it's not clear what he's doing. Sometimes people jump into cold water, and therefore, it just looks like he's cooling himself off. So even though you can't be tovel kalim, you can be tovel yourself from your tumah on Shabbos. Vafilu im ha'es kar, even if it's cold outside, v'gam ha'mayim sruchim, and the water smells, she'ein derech lirchots behem, and it's not normal to bathe in such water when it's so cold. Mikol makom lefa'amim, still, sometimes, k'sha'odam b'amin ha'derech, when a person comes back from traveling, umuluchloch betit v'tzoya haderech, and he's all dirty from the mud and the tzoya of the way, it's normal lirchos apeilu. Sometimes you'll even go into this kind of water to clean yourself off. The alkein, and therefore mutar afilu ha'yochel litbol kolam haShabbos. Therefore, you can be tovel from your tumah, even if you were able to do the tefillah before Shabbos and you didn't. You can do it on Shabbos because it's not nikir what you're doing, because this looks like you're just cooling yourself off or rinsing yourself off. Vinohagos hanoshim, the women are nohig, she'enan tovlo shelo bizman on the Shabbos. If it's not their leil tefila, they do not go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Kosu aposkim, the poskim write, the yofen nogu, that is a proper custom, mishum, because the kevan the sov haminug bizmanenu leasur b'Shabbos lirchotz kol aguf afilu v'tzonein v'kanal. Since lemaisa, the minug is nowadays to asur on Shabbos washing your whole body, even in cold water. So im kain, if so, nikur shehu mishum tefila. So the mele, if you taka going to the mikvah, it is recognizable what you're doing, because it's a gzeira that you can't do sam rechitza, so it's clear you're doing tefila, and the mele umilchsim kemesakin, it looks like you're fixing up the person, and therefore it is a proper minug for the noshim not to go to the mikvah if it's not this man on Shabbos. The kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, the mikomokom nirid the mutter litbo l'kirio, still it appears that a person can go to the mikvah because of his carry on Shabbos, kevon shenizbatel ha'takona, since the takona of Ezra was nullified, u'mutter batayra u'bitfila afilu kodem tfila, and you're allowed to learn and daven even without going to the mikvah, the kanal b'simen peiches, like we learned the simen peiches, imkein lo milchsi kemesakin al'idea tfila, therefore it does not look like you're fixing yourself up for tefillah, because you're mutter and everything, even without the tefillah. Va'ayim b'mashik asadnu b'bir halacha. Look what we wrote in the bir halacha. Di'yesh machmirim v'sovrim. There are those who are machmir and they hold. De'ein l'chalik b'in tefillah as keri l'shar tumos. So you should not be machalik between the tefillah for keri and for other tumos. U'mi shenoig l'hokil. However, one who is noig to be lenient, ein limchos b'yado, you should not protest against him. Ki rov ha'achronim sosman l'hokil b'zeh. Because most achronim writes down that it is mutter. V'al koponim b'nitva b'Shabbos yom tov gufa. At the very least, if one became tamei on Shabbos or yom tov itself, nireh b'vaday dein l'hachmir. It appears that for sure one should not be machmir. V'chein nispashet ha'minog l'hatir. And that is how the minog hazival to be matir. Ach yizor me'od shelo yovo l'idei schita dehu iser gomer. But you should be careful that you don't come to do schita on your hair, because that is an iser gomer. We will stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Siv Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.